51. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in this mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please take the insert for the first Sunday after Christmas as we chant the introit.
The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation.
Let us pray. O God, our Maker and Redeemer, you wonderfully created us, and in the incarnation of your Son, yet more wondrously restored our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made himself to be like us. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for the first Sunday after Christmas is from Exodus chapter 13. The Lord said to Moses, "Consecrate to me all the firstborn, whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of man and of beast, is mine." Then Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you came out from Egypt, out of the house of slavery, for by a strong hand the Lord brought you out from this place. When the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites, as he swore to you and your fathers, and shall give it to you, you shall set apart to the Lord all that first opens the womb. All the firstborn of your animals that are males shall be the Lord's. Every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. Or if you will not redeem it, you shall break its neck. Every firstborn of man among your sons you shall redeem. And when in time to come your son asks you, 'What does this mean?' you shall say to him, 'By a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, from the house of slavery. For when Pharaoh stubbornly refused to let us go, the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of animals. Therefore I sacrifice to the Lord all the males that first opened the womb, but all the firstborn of my sons I redeem.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We chant Psalm 111 responsively, whole verse by whole verse.
Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. In the company of the upright, in the congregation. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. Commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
His grace endures forever.
Glory be to the
epistles from Colossians chapter 3. Put on, then, as God's chosen one, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We rise for the Alleluia and verse.
Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice, according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people, Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Verses 6 through 10.
You may be seated.
Amen.
the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today, as we continue through the 12 days of Christmas, December 25th is the celebration of Jesus, the King of the Jews, as the shepherds, who were Jewish shepherds, heard the words of the angels that the Christ is born. January 6th, Epiphany, is the celebration of Jesus being the light of the Gentiles, the star guide, the Gentile magi, to the Christ. And so all during these 12 days, we celebrate Jesus, the King of the Jews, and the light of the Gentile nations. Christmas belongs to us. There would be no Christmas without Christ, and the church proclaims what Christmas really is about. And there were many other events that transpired after Jesus was born in Bethlehem, and that is what we consider today. We consider first the presentation of Jesus in the temple after 40 days, and Jesus is our holiness. Then we will consider the Nunc Dimittis, let us depart in peace, having received Holy Communion. Jesus is our peace. This is what you should remember today during these 12 days of Christmas. Jesus is our holiness. Jesus is our peace. The presentation in the temple, the words of the Nunc Dimittis. Two people in the temple, Simeon and Anna. And here comes this lowly family, Mary, Joseph, and the baby. And this marvelous event happened in the temple in Jerusalem. And this is what is happening. Simeon and Anna, and for all of us, is seeing Jesus as the second Adam presented in the temple, already beginning to fulfill the law for us as an infant, and he was circumcised at 8 days old, already beginning to shed his blood for us. The second Adam has come in to undo the curse that fell upon the first Adam and all of mankind by living in holiness and dying in our place, so that his holiness is presented to us, and we have heavenly peace. That's the focus this morning. So to consider, before we consider the presentation in the temple, and the words of the Nunc Dimittis, let's consider these two magnificent people, though humble, Simeon and Anna. Simeon was a man in Jerusalem, an elderly man, who was righteous and devout, well-versed in the scriptures. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, which means peace and comfort. But the Holy Spirit came upon him and revealed to him something amazing. The Spirit revealed to him that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. This is amazing. Christ was promised in Genesis to be the seed of the woman to crush the head of the serpent. When Moses began writing the Pentateuch in 1400 BC and proclaiming that Christ was the one to come to be the seed that would come from the line of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and whose seed all the nations of the world would be blessed. And the whole rest of the entire Old Testament, from Genesis to Malachi, was giving the signs and the proofs to look for when the Christ would appear. The word Christ is a Greek word for the Hebrew Messiah, which in English is anointed one. Samuel anointed David with oil to be the new king. Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and water at his baptism, and God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son, listen to him." The Holy Spirit drove Simeon into the temple at the very moment when Mary and Joseph are coming to present their firstborn son in the temple. How amazing that Simeon would be the one to finally see the Christ, which the Jews had waited for 1400 years, and really we have waited for him since the original creation of Adam and Eve. This is Simeon, this devout, godly man. Then there is Anna, prophetess of the tribe of Asher, which means happy, the daughter of Phanuel. Now, her age is amazing. In an era when people were considered old when they were 40 or 50 years old, she had been married for 7 years, her husband died, and she was a widow till she was 84 years old. Everyone in Jerusalem would have known about Anna. She stayed in the temple, worshiping, fasting, and praying, night and day. She also came up at the very same hour when Mary and Joseph came in. And she gives thanks for this baby Jesus. Certainly she heard what Simeon said about this child and spoke about Jesus to all the people in Jerusalem, that in him there is redemption. Christ, the Anointed One, redemption. Redemption means to be purchased back. By the blood of Christ, we've been bought back, brought back to the Father through the ransom price and the redemption of Jesus. And he was already, as a child, as a baby, fulfilling the law for us. And Simeon and Anna knew this, revealed by the Holy Spirit. Amazing event. Now, with that context, then, we consider the presentation of Jesus, and then the Nunc Dimittis. Now, in this context, the presentation of Jesus in the temple happened. Now, the reason why Exodus 13 was the Old Testament lesson this morning, it gives us the context of what it means to be presented in the temple. When the Jews were in Egypt and Pharaoh enslaved them, the 10th plague of the death of the firstborn sons, when Moses was commanded by the Lord to sacrifice the Passover lambs, to put the blood over the doorposts of the house, so that when the angel passed over the houses in which the blood of the lamb was over the doorposts, everyone there was spared, but the firstborn sons all through Egypt died. Here, the Jews were reminded to remember that event when they presented their firstborn child. The firstborn son was to be redeemed. He was to be brought into the temple, and an offering was sacrificed for this firstborn to redeem the firstborn, just like God had redeemed the firstborn through the blood of the lamb over the doorposts. Jesus was Mary's firstborn son. After the 40 days of your purification, she now brings baby Jesus, 40 days old, into the temple to present him to the Lord according to the law of the Lord. Remember, Jesus is the second Adam, keeping the law of the Lord perfectly on our behalf, even as an infant. Here Jesus, the Holy Son of God, is coming in as the Lamb. The Lamb is coming to his own temple. Baby Jesus is that Lamb who would later be sacrificed on the cross. The 40-day purification having been done, Mary and Joseph were also godly and devout. And so they bring Jesus to the temple. You can offer two turtle doves or two pigeons as the redemption price. The males that open the womb, the firstborn, Jesus came from the womb, her firstborn, was now presented as holy to the Lord, redeemed, presented in the temple. The second Adam was indeed the holy sacrifice, the one to redeem his people. That's why we celebrate the presentation during these days after Christmas. So Christ, presented before the Lord, is our holiness. He doesn't just show us holiness, which he is. He is our holiness. And baptized in him, we are clothed with his holiness. Jesus is our holiness. Secondly, Jesus is our peace. And this brings us to the words of the Nunc Dimittis, which we will sing after receiving communion. Nunc Dimittis, those of you who know Latin, means now let you depart, or you will depart now. That is, in peace. So now Simeon does something amazing. He takes baby Jesus in his arms, bless God, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word. My eyes have seen your salvation. Simeon has been given this gift. His eyes literally have seen salvation in this baby, in this little child. This is the Savior. And he's holding this 40-day-old baby in his arms. Here is your salvation, he says, in the presence of all people. Glory for Israel, which is the Jews. Light for all the Gentiles, which is you and me. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. The Magi had not come yet. They did hear the words of the shepherds that the angels had proclaimed that Jesus was the Christ, the King. Mary and Joseph knew that Jesus had been conceived by the Holy Spirit in her womb as a virgin. They knew this, but still they marveled at what Simeon said about this baby. And then Simeon said something that has a dark future and prophecy to it. When he says to her that a sword will pierce your soul as well, he is now fast-forwarding all the way to the foot of the cross, where Mary was at the foot of the cross, saw her only son nailed to the cross and stuck in the side with a spear. She would see Jesus, and that sword would pierce her soul. Mary was at the foot of the cross. She had laid that son in a manger, and she would see that son nailed to the cross, and the sword of sorrow would pierce her soul. Simeon is already foretelling the sacrificial death of Christ upon the cross. And in order to bleed, he had to be nailed, stuck with a spear, and crowned with thorns. And through that blood, the Passover lamb was Christ. The blood of the cross, that's the blood which covers us so that our sins are passed over. Simeon was also foretelling this sacrificial death of Jesus for our salvation. In that one, then, we have peace. This is not worldly peace. Worldly peace is civil strife has gone away, you have plenty of money in your bank, you're healthy, you feel great. That's earthly peace. That can be gone tomorrow. This is heavenly peace. You are at peace with God the Father through the blood of Jesus. Therefore, you have peace in your heart, and you're at peace with everyone else. That is the peace that surpasses all human understanding. There's an addendum at the end of this, which is marvelous. Though Jesus was true God in human flesh, they now go back to up north to Nazareth, make the journey from Jerusalem back up to the Galilee town of Nazareth, the hometown of his family, and Jesus grows up for 30 years as the son of a carpenter, strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. And Jesus hid his deity in his humanity as he grew up as an ordinary child, keeping the law perfectly in a family as a carpenter's son in Nazareth. And was thereafter called Jesus of Nazareth. Even the sign over the cross said that. So my friends, like I said at the beginning, Jesus, the second Adam, fulfilled the law for us and will be crucified in our place. In him only do we have holiness and peace. The reason we sing the Nunc Dimittis after we take Holy Communion is through the eyes of faith, we've received Christ's body and blood with our mouth under the bread and wine. We leave the communion altar. We leave in peace, having received this gift of salvation and forgiveness. That is why Paul describes the life of the body of Christ, a life of love and compassion and kindness and humility and meekness and patience, perfect harmony, forgiving one another as Christ has forgiven us. Then it's a place where the Word of God dwells in us richly. We teach, we admonish with the wisdom of God, and then what we're doing through the whole divine service, singing psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, making melody in our hearts, and then the sanctified life with thankful hearts. In word and deed, we do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus to the glory of God the Father. This is the life of the church, which we reminded that is what we are as we enter 2025, the body of Christ, and that described who we are in Him. As you leave today and leave the communion altar with the peace of Christ, we remember today during these 12 days of Christmas, Jesus is our holiness, Jesus is our peace. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Page 158, the Nicene Creed. We stand to confess the Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who is spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
The prayer of the church. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you have chosen us from the foundation of the world to be your people. Strengthen our hearts by your grace. Open our lips to sing your praises, that your holy word would dwell richly within us from generation to generation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, grant your blessings to the whole church on earth, that Christ's people would set their hearts and minds in being clothed with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In 2025, bless the work of Trinity Lutheran Church, Early Child Care, Campus Ministry, and International Student Ministry, and bless Aaron Reith as he serves you in the Dominican Republic. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lover of all mankind, bind our families together in perfect harmony. Rule our hearts with the peace of Christ. Cause the word to dwell richly among us. Bless fathers and mothers as they guide their children in the ways of the wisdom of God's word. Let our songs, words, and deeds be done in the name of our Lord Jesus with thanksgiving. This week, bless those who celebrate their anniversaries, John and Vicki Zubialdi, John and Joni Eisenbrown, Jonathan and Tisha Merchant, and those who celebrate their baptism and birthday, Rayanne Keister, Meredith Marshall, and Jack Shem, Tyler Wente, Vicki Zubialdi, and Shelby Wilson, Julia Jorn, Sam Burge, Jennifer Wells, Pastor George Kirkup, Ann Anderson, and Trinity Stecker. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, we thank you for the freedoms that we have in our country and nation, and for the vocations of those who serve as governing authorities. Grant, O Lord, that you bring peace to Israel, Palestine, Ukraine, and Syria. We ask that you would protect the unborn in our families and in our country and nation. Give sustenance to those who are suffering from the tornadoes and the hurricane. And be with those who serve in the military Gabe, Mike, Emily, Alex, Calvin, Eli, and Courtney. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, your wounded son knows what healing is, and he heals all of us in wounds of body and soul. Grant healing and strength to Barbara Stevenson, Candy Darmody, and Betty Tenney, Josh Lee, Jean Faulkner, Barbara Tiller, Nancy Prasowski, all in need of healing and strength. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, as Blessed Mary treasured all these things in her heart, grant as we come to the Lord's table, receiving Christ's body and blood, and giving peace in him, that all things for which we pray, confident in your mercy, trusting that you will grant us all things needful and prevent all things harmful to our faith as we enter 2025. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
As we gather the offerings, take the record of fellowship pad at the end of the pew, tear off a sheet, fill it out, and pass it to the folks next to you. Place the sheet in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We now gather the offerings. You may be seated.
Sing the offertory, page 159. We stand to sing. Things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Lamb of God, you take away.
everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
More time.
165, we stand to sing the Nunc Dimittis. We stand. Upon you with favor and give you peace.